Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 16th, 2025. Have your host James J. Mailoff here. And right now we're welcoming to our studios on the phone lines, out loud Marathon County. We have with us Andrea Hunvinik? I get close?
Hugginvik.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I really, really appreciate you joining us. We've been looking for an opportunity to talk with Out Loud and bring a little more attention to this great organization and the work that's going on. And our producer here, Laura, found a perfect time of year to do this because May 17th is International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. And we'll get into that a little bit more in a moment and some of the outreach and events that are available with Out Loud. If you don't mind, Andrea, I would like to get into the history of the organization to kind of start things off.
Yeah, so Out Loud as an organization started just over a year ago. We brought together a group of folks from across Marathon County and most kind of Wausau metro area, but we've certainly got some people from kind of outer Marathon County as well involved with our group. To really come together and be able to create safe spaces for people, to be able to celebrate queer and trans joy, and to be able to just be together, and also to help do some outreach and some education within our community about what it's like to be queer and trans, what it's the sort of experience that people are having, and how we can do better to welcome queer and trans community members.
It's for one, it's just a great thing to be able to highlight and talk about that this organization exists and there is something there for individuals. I have to say that for me, this hits personal ties. Now, I am as far as the rainbow goes, I am straight, but I moved to this state about 20 some years ago. And when me and my family moved here, there weren't a whole lot of mixed kids. I am Jewish and Catholic. I am Egyptian, Italian. I am the United Nations. I just have a lot of, and especially here in central Wisconsin, this is before we had a bigger Hmong population and some of these things. So my family, we stood out, and it was, there was not a lot of, things that didn't make us feel like we stood out, that made us feel like we were part of the community, part of the area. To see organizations like this on any level for any groups of people, small or large, is a win for us as a society, is a win for us as a state and as a whole. This just highlights and brings our state more, makes us look better as far as to other cities, to other states out there, which is important as every state in the union is trying to bring people to their state. I'm going at this from one angle right now, just to start off, because I feel like you covered, Andrea, the importance of this organization when it comes to the heart and the humanity of human beings. But to those that are maybe on the fence on it or anything, the economic impact an organization like this makes in being a more friendly state is gigantic. Take a look around the union and take a look at the country, the states that are increasing a population and that aren't. And there are certain factors that stand out as far as that goes. And states that are more welcoming are just doing better, whether it's the economy, the population, whatever it might be. So I would hope that anybody out there listening cares about this kind of thing, what we're talking about here. But even if you don't, I bet you care about your taxes. I bet you care about your economy. This, an organization like this, In maybe in a domino way, but in a way, certainly a strong way, helps out our communities in many different angles and many different levels.
We are definitely seeing that. You know, here in central Wisconsin, and in Madison or Milwaukee, the kind of population is doing differently than it is here in central Wisconsin, but we're definitely interested in attracting more folks to central Wisconsin and to keeping more folks in central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And something that we have definitely seen in communities across the country is that kids go to high school, they graduate, and then if they feel like they don't belong in their communities, they leave and they don't come back again. Mm-hmm. So being able to create spaces where those kids feel like they still belong and are welcome means they're more likely to stay in their communities rather than go somewhere else.
You couldn't have put it better. Exactly it. I can already tell, Andrea, you and I are going to get along really well, especially in where it takes me 100 words to say something. You get like 5 words and you say exactly what I was trying to say. So that's going to work out really good for us.
I regularly do interviews at my job, my actual day job as well, and we try and get them in 5 minutes. So I've gotten really good at that 5-minute interview.
That's good. That's good. I have to ask, because I love people. I love their stories, the arc of a human being. So I just out of interest for the audience, for myself, how did you get involved with Out Loud?
Yeah, so I was one of the initial founding members. My name is on the original IRS documents, which I'm very proud and excited that that was a thing that happened for me. This has always been really close to my heart and something that's really important to me. I have a lot of empathy for all people and making sure that people have safe places to be. Even as a small child, I think my mom would tell you that I was very interested, even in kindergarten, making sure that everyone really felt like they were safe and that they belonged in our classrooms and our spaces. So it's something that's been really close to my heart and important for me. Also, being here in central Wisconsin, I moved here to Wausau 8 years ago, and I really struggled to make friends. I really struggled to find people that were kind of my vibe and that were going to be good friends for me. And I think part of that is not that they're not here. It's that there's no sort of coalescing force for people to get together and meet each other and be together in community. So being a part of an organization that was going to build some of that coalescing force for people to be able to find one another was really important for me.
I really genuinely believe that everybody out there listening right now could find a relatability to that in one way or another. Certainly on the level you're talking about it, or that I referenced earlier, or maybe you're the new kid at a school, or the new at a job, or something like that, and having a difficult time talking to people, let alone making friends or anything. Then I think if you take that feeling and you put it into the idea of putting yourself in the shoes of somebody like we're talking about, and you really get an understanding of this. You really get an understanding of the importance of this organization on all the levels of it. And thank you very, very much for sharing that. I appreciate it, Andrea. I will say one other thing, too, that I love about doing this, especially when I get to first meet people. Well, the door is open for you. You are always welcome here. Doing an interview like this, especially a first interview over the phone, you can't help but hear the passion and love in your voice and the empathy in your voice for this topic and for people in general. It really comes across. It's one of the things I love about an audio medium. I'm like everybody else, and I like taking in podcasts with video elements and everything, but you really strip down a human being and just have the voice to go on, and it is palpable. It is very noticeable in your voice how much you care about this, and that's encouraging. That's great to hear, and we need more of that in our society right now, and especially when we're talking about some of the outreach, the events, the programs that you guys offer over there at Out Loud. I want to get into that with you in major part because, one, what you talked about earlier about some people not even knowing that these resources are available. It's still a young organization and we're trying to get the word out, but also with my background, one of the things I realized really early on, moving to the state and being around individuals who were very different than me and my family, that they had a fear of just looking specifically, because I'm a lot of things, looking at the Judaism and looking at being Jewish. I ran into so many kids in the whole class that they had never met a Jewish person before. And for every kid that was just curious and had, funny questions, there were kids that would literally not sit by me. One of my earliest memories is getting on the school bus and a kid seeing my star David, and she got up and sat in another seat. She just looked directly at me, made an ill sound, and moved. And it bothered me. It certainly had an effect on me. But as I got older, I started to realize so much of that stems from no information. They just didn't know. They didn't know anything about Jewish people. So when I started going in front of class and talking about Hanukkah and some of these things, more and more those kids, if they didn't like me, it was because I was a jerk. It wasn't because of my faith or my religion or my creed or any of these things. And I joke about this, but I say it with a little truth and a little bit of fact and hope that we can get to a point in society where we just don't like each other because we just, you know, like different sports teams or something like that. It's not for these factors. Information is one of the biggest ways to defeat hate, to defeat misinformation. And the more we spread it out there, the more you know, the better I think that we can be as a society for all people. So when it comes to these programs and the outreach that's available, I think that it's all the more important that you guys are the work that you guys are doing. What are some of the programs that are available with Out Loud?
Yeah, so I think one of my new favorites, we just started this, Kin and Kind here in Wausau was generous enough to host us this month, is for a program called Cheers Queers, where we are just doing sort of bar takeovers. One night only, once a month at a bar, we take over and turn it into a gay bar. So we have one coming up on June 20th is our next one. And we'll be at Uncommon Pints in Rothschild. So it really is this opportunity. You know, like you mentioned on the school bus, it's hard sometimes to walk into a room and not be sure what's going to happen there, right? Is somebody going to be grossed out by you sitting at the table next to them? This is an opportunity to be able to, walk into a bar and know that you're going to be not just welcome, but really like exuberantly welcomed into the bar. Folks are really excited to have you and to have you be there. It has very quickly become my favorite program that we are doing now. So again, our next one is June 20th. We'll be at Uncommon Pints. Some other things that we have been working on, we have two kind of long-standing support groups that are happening. So we have a support group for queer and for trans and non-binary folks, which has been very successful. It happens once a month. It's just an opportunity to get together and talk about what are the things that trans and non-binary folks are going through, having someone else who understands what your experience is, being able to talk about that in a really supportive and understanding kind of an environment. And then we also have a support group for parents of queer and trans kids. And this is a really great opportunity for parents who maybe don't know what's going on, maybe have some questions, maybe have some feelings, to be able to come in and say, you know, my kid came out, and my kid, when I say my kid, I maybe mean kid, but also maybe mean adult child, right? Mm-hmm. Once they're your kid, they're always your kid.
Yeah.
But to be able to come in and say, you know, my kid came out as queer or trans, and I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm scared for their safety, but I don't want to be paranoid in front of my kid and put that worry on them. My kid is changing their pronouns and please help me. What are the tips or tricks to be able to do that in the most kind of effective way? I just have questions. My kid's using all kinds of terms, but I do not understand. Please tell me what these things are.
Yeah.
So that I don't look like an idiot in front of my kid, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's not a blueprint for so many things that we're learning to adapt to and grow into as a society, from everything from mental health to different ways to recycle to a topic like we're talking about here. We are fixing the boat while we're on the water. And I think that when that comes to that, one of the first and best things we can do for all of each other is giving each other some grace with this and some understanding that, hey, I have a question, but I'm afraid to ask. And again, talk about a relatable feeling. Everybody's been in that one. I feel very confident saying everybody's felt that before. So you immediately empathize with that. And then it is just a matter of taking that big, brave, giant step of asking the question. And it really is. I don't like using the word brave lightly. I mean that. I think it is very brave to ask those questions and to reach out and say, I don't know, but I want to know. That's a great thing to be able to do, not just for, yourself or anything, and obviously for the person in your life, but I think just as a great example in society, the more and more people we have doing this, the more and more common it seems to just ask the questions that maybe make us a little uncomfortable for a moment, but then think about all the time you're going to spend knowing that information, how much better you're going to feel.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And this is a great, our parent support group is a great opportunity for this, because so often we don't want to push that labor onto the folks who are most directly involved with it, right? We saw this with racism as well. We saw a lot of Black and brown people were doing a lot of work for white people about understanding racism. This is a great opportunity to sort of get out of that, talk to other parents, be able to process your feelings, work through your stuff, ask your questions without directly asking your kid to help you with that work.
And when it comes to that knowledge and understanding it, taking it in and everything, there's nobody who couldn't be benefited by it. Even if you are not an individual who has a child who is going through something like that, or you're just somebody who wants to know more about this subject, cannot encourage you enough to reach out to the gang at Out Loud, that want to answer those questions, that want to share this information and help out in any way they can. Were there any other events or any other programs you wanted to highlight, Andrea?
Yeah, so one thing I do definitely want to mention is that we have some open hours at our center. So we do have a physical location for Out Loud, and we do have open hours for that. So if you check our website or our social media, you can find what hours of the week that is. But one thing that we did, we got a very generous grant from some folks to be able to build a library at our center.
Wow.
So if you have questions you don't want to ask, please feel free to stop by. We've got tons of books. We've got like actual fiction, fun to read books. We've got fiction, but maybe not as fun to read books. We've got nonfiction. We've got fun nonfiction. We've got nonfiction that really is more of that kind of instruction manual that you were talking about earlier. Be able to just go through and read like, okay, LGBTQIA+, what? That is a lot of letters. What are those letters? Right, to be able to just kind of do some of that work on your own as well. So I highly recommend stop by our offices. We've got lots of books, lots of resources. We've got folks there who are more than happy to answer questions, to be in community with you. If you just want to come and vent about how hard it is to date as a queer person in Marathon County, we will absolutely vent with you all day long.
That's right there is automatically a great resource. But there's also, of course, so many others. And to be fair, there's stuff that we haven't even scratched the surface of with this organization. And that's why I cannot encourage you enough out there to reach out to them if you do have questions. And as we're wrapping up, Andrea, I always like to ask if there are is a need for volunteers over there, if you guys could use more volunteers or anything.
We certainly could use volunteers. We'd be more than happy to have you. There is a, like, on our website, there's the ability to be able to send us your info. Otherwise, if you message us on social media, we will get back to you about that as well. But always looking for folks to staff things, plan things, make things, be in community with us for things. One right now that we are planning that's a big deal is we are planning a fall ball in the fall for queer and trans youth. So there will be a middle school and a high school dance happening that is taking a tremendous amount of effort to put together. So if you want to plan prom, please let us know. We'd be happy to have you.
Oh, that sounds like a really fun event, but it also does sound like one you could use some more hands for. So yes, we will we'll have some people reaching out and trying to help out any way we can. And Andre, you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back sometime. We appreciate you so much for being here and being a voice for so much of this and giving us a chance to get to know the great organization and the great people over at Out Loud Inc. a little bit more. Keep in mind, everybody, that as we're recording this on May 16th, tomorrow, May 17th, is International Day Against Homophobia. While that is a great day to learn more about this and this great the people under the rainbow umbrella, you might say, but also every day is a good day to do that. So any day is a good day to reach out to the gang at Out Loud. You can do that by going to their website, outloudmc.org, outloudmc.org. Also encourage you to follow them on social media. Look for them and follow along to the work they are doing. Thank you again for the time, Andrea.
Thank you so much for having me and for encouraging people to think about our organization and to meet our organization, for sure.
We'll talk again real soon. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
And thank you, everybody, for joining the conversation here at WFHR's Rapids Report.